Good morning. It's another Tuesday morning. It's time to talk about sports with Garland Kennedy, the Daily Sitka Sentinel sports editor. Good morning, Garland.
Good morning, Rob.
And I'm Robert Woolsey, news director here at Raven Radio. And Garland, it was a little bit nicer weekend to be outside this past weekend.
It was actually pleasant to be in that skiff instead of bitterly cold.
Yeah, the temperature was so mild and there was little wind to speak of and the forest was just still, it was beautiful.
It was a great day to be outside.
Yeah, we rode our bikes out to Medvegi Hatchery and then did the hike up to Medvegi Lake.
I love that area.
Yeah, the trees are huge up in that saddle as well. And just spectacular lake, just turquoise waters.
It is. And may I share a fun fact about the lake? Something, I studied Russian in college. Mm-hmm. And something folks don't notice here is that Bear Mountain is above Medvegi Lake. The Russian word for bear is medved. Medvegi is berry lake.
Like berry as in B-E-A-R-Y?
Exactly.
Well, if I were a bear, I think I might hang out there.
It's a pretty good place.
So we got some had some wrestling action this past weekend.
Yes. Over the weekend, we had both teams out in Juneau. I'm still waiting on all the details. What I do know is that out of 9 teams, Mount Edgecombe took 5th and Sitka took 7th.
Okay, pretty good. Mm-hmm. Right in the middle of the pack. But I guess the idea is you want to peek at regionals, and that's coming up next, right?
I think I might even say you want to peek at states.
Okay, yeah.
So that's looking a bit far ahead. That's 2 weeks in the future. Regions are this weekend in Craig.
Okay, so wrestling is one of those sports where nothing is set until the referee calls it, right?
That's right.
It's no indicator where things stand right now with this 5-7 finish for Edgecombe and Sitka in this latest tournament. And was there basketball as well?
Basketball players are currently in practice. The first tournament is for both schools, the 19th, 20th, and 21st.
Okay. You have been researching some of the problems the transportation budget is posing for our local schools.
Yes, and especially how ferry cutbacks have impacted local sports travel.
What have you discovered?
Well, so I've discussed the matter with Rich Krupa, Sitka High's activities director, and Zadie Allen, the Sitka Wolves volleyball coach. And of course, her team took 4th up at state, which is really nice. And also with school superintendent Mary Wegner. And they agree that it has essentially ended high school sports dependence on the ferry.
Right. They have kind of detached completely from the ferry.
Yes. As far as I know, the team simply don't take it anymore. The schedule for Sitka does not work for weekend sports games out of town.
Yeah. It used to be kind of you could leave here on a Wednesday or a Thursday. You miss a day or two of school, but there was always sort of enforced study hall on the boats. Come back Sunday. You know, you might show up to school very tired on Monday from lack of sleep, but that was kind of the system. And now that just doesn't exist anymore.
Especially not without the fast ferries. Coach Allen recalled riding the fast ferries to and from Juneau, and the trips were just snap that fast. Of course, those are out of service.
Yeah. So what are the teams doing now to compensate or as alternatives to the ferry?
Well, I can think of 3 things immediately. First, they're flying. That's the only practical way for them to get elsewhere in Southeast. And of course, that causes another problem. Flying is quite a bit more expensive than taking the ferry, so they're fundraising. But fundraising has limits. And so what Activities Director Krupa told me is that the ferry cuts are killing C and JV sports programs because those teams simply can't travel anymore. It's prohibitively expensive.
Because they're trying to focus all the fundraising effort on getting the varsity squads out to competitions?
It's all they can do. Now, I should say that everyone I've spoken to has nothing but good things to say about how well the community pulls together and fundraises, but there's simply there's a ceiling to how much money you can get.
And you spoke with the superintendent as well. What's her take on all this?
She agrees with all the other stuff, but she added a health and safety note for smaller towns. Worrying about what elderly folk can do without taking the ferry to medical appointments.
Right, because you're not going to be able to jump on Alaska Airlines in Angoon or Cake or in Yakutat, you can, but
you can't.
There's a lot of people listening right now who, if they're going to fly somewhere, it really depends on good weather.
It does. Bad weather can really ground flights in those places that only have six-seater aircraft.
Mm-hmm. Did you look into at all that what the DDF team did for a recent tournament up in Skagway? I guess they took an Allen Marine vessel as a fundraiser and took some other schools with them.
I did not know that. Normally, Shannon covers DDF.
Okay. I've only got it from secondhand sources myself, but I gather that that was one way to mm-hmm. sort of bypass the transportation issue was to just get a charter a boat and then bring other schools, go around, pick up the other teams, take them up to wherever the tournament was. It was somewhere, I think it was up in Lynn Canal,
mm-hmm.
and make it, you know, sort of kill two birds, get your transportation and do some team fundraising at the same time.
Yeah, now I can't speak to DDF accurately, but what I do know for a fact is that a couple months ago, I think it was September, now that I remember it, both the cross-country team and volleyball team shared an Allen Marine boat out of town, and that was their cost-effective form of transport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we might see more of that, but that's not a fail-safe solution because even the Allen Marine catamarans have their limits in heavy weather. Out in Chatham and in Lynn Canal especially. But
yes.
At least it's something. And right now the ferries are not a thing, really, not for Sitka.
Especially, like I said, not effective for the sports schedule.
Yeah,
it just doesn't fit when the games are.
Yeah, so this idea of it sort of killing off the C and JV programs in Sitka, what does it mean for student athletes? What's your take on it? Is the tide going to turn on sports in general in Sitka? Are kids going to still find it something worthwhile?
Well, I'm not going to go so far as to say it would simply end the programs, but it means that they don't get games. Now, again, something that Coach Allen pointed out is that we are lucky to have Mount Edgecombe and Sitka in the same town because they can play each other just about for free. Costs very little. But these JV and C players are going to get very little interscholastic play before they make their way up to varsity due to these costs.
Yeah, and that's not true elsewhere in Alaska. On the road system, schools are probably not experiencing anything like this.
You are absolutely right. I know I've spoken with some of my friends and my family up in Anchorage about this, and the ferry service cuts seem, they may as well be in Florida,
yeah.
To my uncle.
Yeah, it's pretty far removed from the experience of schools on the highway.
Right.
What was the conclusion that you sort of drew in your article about it? What's the prognosis?
The prognosis is uncertain. Of course, the budget for the next fiscal year remains up in the air. But even so, I spoke with Sam Dapsevich, who's a public information officer with the Department of Transportation and a local Sitkin.
Mm-hmm.
Should plug that. And he mentioned that a lot of it's uncertain, and one of the major problems is becoming overhauls. The ferries are old. They need maintenance. Just a couple of days ago, the Aurora was pulled indefinitely from service, and its 24 personnel were relieved of their service.
Right.
And the LeConte is currently undergoing massive, essentially a full retrofit, including major hull work.
And how do the two Alaska-class ferries, the new ones, fit into the new picture? Did that come up in your story?
It did not. I would have to check the schedule to know exactly how they're running.
Well, I know that they brought the Tazlina online earlier than planned. It was scheduled for to have some side doors fit to it, but when one of these smaller ships went down, they decided to bring the Tazlina in after communities complained that they were just going to be cut off simply too long. So the ferries are old, except for these two brand new ones,
right,
which really haven't sort of established their runs yet. We haven't really seen how the dynamic's going to change with the new boats.
Right. And again, while I will avoid predicting the future, something I can mention is that as ferry service becomes less regular and more difficult to fit into a normal life, fewer people will ride the ferry, which could create a spiraling effect.
The spiral's been happening for
quite a while,
for a few years now, as discouraging as that sounds to people who may remember a time when ferries were kind of your go-to means of transportation here. It's really shifted. Well, Garland, maybe we'll have something more upbeat to talk about next week.
Maybe. Well, we still won't have had the first basketball tournament, so we'll be talking about the wrestling regional meet.
Okay, sounds good. It's always a pleasure visiting with you, Garland.
It's always fun.
Garland Kennedy is sports editor at the Daily Sitka Sentinel. I'm Robert Woolsey, news director at Raven Radio. You've been listening to Sentinel Sports on Raven Radio.